Thursday was an interesting day in financial markets. When the dust settled, a stock market had extended gains in an impressive way, all while the US dollar was rallying. This isn't the way things normally go, with higher stocks expected to translate to a lower US dollar. And yet we saw a breakdown in this usually reliable correlation. But at closer glance, it was perhaps possible to reconcile the price action when considering the two major central bank decisions of the day. Both the BOE and ECB were out, and while both went ahead with 50 basis point rate hikes as expected, both also were seen possibly signaling the end of the tightening cycles. And so more accommodative policy ahead translated to a more investor-friendly reaction in stocks, but at the same time also translated to US dollar demand on the buck gaining from the yield differential adjustment in its favor in the aftermath of the less hawkish shift from the BOE and ECB. Of course, declining commodities prices also factored into some of the broad dollar demand. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from services PMI reads out of Germany, the Eurozone, and UK, Eurozone producer prices, the monthly employment report out of the US, and US ISM non-manufacturing. That's all for now.